Okay, we're holding on Daf Lamed Tet, Pesachim Daf Lamed Tet. We're at the very top of Lamed Tet, but I'll have the Mishnah. Ve'elu yirachos adam yotzei b'dem yidei chovat b'Pesach. So these are the vegetables that can be used for maror on Pesach. B'chazeret, right? Chazeret, tamcha, u'be'char chavina, char chavina, ulshin, maror, yotzei ben de lachem ben yaveshin, whether they're moist or whether they're dry, avalo b'kfushin, v'lob shlukin, v'lob shalim. But not if they've been pickled or cooked or overcooked. And we start from the kazayit, and all the different vegetables can conjoin to constitute a minimum shir of yotzin bekelach shalem, and you can be yotze. You can be yotze while they're still in the stock. Ubitmai, maaser rishon, that the truma was taken from maaser sheni vehekdesh sheniftu, and maaser sheni. Or hektish that was redeemed. Chazeret chasa. So what is chazeret? Says the Gemara. It's chasa. It's lettuce. Ulshin hindave. Ulshin is hindave. Unclear what exactly hindave is. Some suggest it's endives, basically, because of the similarity of sound. But Rashi's explanation is just not a word that we have. Tamcha, Amar Rav Chana, Tamcha, Tamchata Shema, its real name is Tamchata, Charchavina, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Atzavda, Dedikla, it's the vine of a palm tree, Umaror, Marurita, and what's Maror? It's the bitter herb. Tani Bar Kapara, Eli Rakhosh, Tani Tevidem, Midei Chavat Pesach, these are the vegetables that you're Yotze with for Maror on Pesach, Beulshin, Vitamcha, Becharchalin, Becharchavita, Bechazartan, right, so those vegetables are Yehuda Omer, Af, Ulshin Sadev, Ulshekina, Vechazer. Yehuda says, you can even be Yotze with wild Ulshin, or garden Ulshin, or Chazer. Ulshekina, Vechazer, Hatana La Resha. What's his Chiddush is about Ulshekina and Chazer? We already taught that was allowed. What's he adding here? Hachikamer, no, this is how it was meant to be said. Af, Ulshin Sadev. He treats wild ulshin like garden ulshin and chazeret, in that he says that they're allowed to, like the Tanakhama says that the first two are allowed to be yotze, or that you can use them to be yotze mar. Rabbi Meir Omer Av Asvas Vetura Umari Roar. So you can even use these vegetables called Asvas Tura Umari Roar. Amar Le Rabbi Yosi Asvas Vetura Echadhu. Says Asvas and Hura is the same thing. Umar zehu yiroar, and what we know as mar is what he was referring to as yiroar. Dani dve Shmuel eli rakosh nami yotze behen yudei chavat Pesach. A different brayta where Shmuel taught what you're allowed to be yotze with mar chazeret veulshin v'tamcha v'char chavinin v'char ginin v'har dofnin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Av Chazeret Yulin Chazeret Galin v'Kiyotze Ben. Rabbi Yehuda says you can even be Yotze with Chazeret Galin and Chazeret Yulin and the like, meaning and things similar to that. Rabbi Ila Omer Mishum Rulezer Av Arkablin. You can even be Yotze with Arkablin. V'Chazarti Al Kol Talmidav, and I went after all of his students. V'Kashti Lechaver, and I searched for someone else who could corroborate this teaching that he said this. V'Lo Matzati, I didn't find it. Shvatzfnei Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Hodi L'Dvarei. But when I found Elazar Ben Yaakov, he agreed to. He agreed to my words. Rabbi Elazar does think that our kablim can be used for maror on Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shiyesh Lo Siraf. So Rabbi Yehuda says anything that is sap can be used. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch Omer Kol Shepanav Machsifin. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch says anything that that is green, a green vegetable can be used. Acherim Omrim Kol Yerak Mar Yesh Lo Siraf Panav Machsifin. And then others say that all bitter vegetables have sap and have kind of a pale color. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Medivrei Kulan Nilmad Yarak Mar Yesh Lo Saraf Upon Machsifin. So Rabbi Yochanan said, from the words of everyone, from the words of Acherim, we can learn that any bitter vegetable has sap and a pale appearance. Amar Rav Huna lacha acherim, and Rav Huna says that lacha follows like acherim. Unclear. Rabbi Yochanan is adding here. Ravina eschichela Rav Acha bere de Rava de Hava mehader amararita. So Ravina sarav Acha bar Rava looking for something called mararita to use as a maror. Amar le ma'idatcha de meritit fei. the Marin Tvei. What are you looking for Marita Davka for? Do you think, oh, it's particularly bitter and therefore it's the best thing to use? V'chazeret not, but chazeret is taught first, which indicates that that's the ideal. V'tana debe Shmuel chazeret. And then Shmuel also taught chazeret first. Rama Rabbi Oshia mitzvah v'chazeret. Rabbi Oshia taught explicitly that the mitzvah is ideally done with chazeret. V'ama Rava my chazeret chasa. And Rava elaborated what is chazeret. That's chasa. My chasa. And what is chasa? The chasa v'chmana yilovin. Right? That there's a linguistic significance here that that's representative of the mercy of the chas, the mercy that the Kadosh Baruch Hu had upon us. And so there's a significant element just in the name. Similar to Shmuel Nachmani telling the name of Yochanan, Lamanim Shalom Mitzvim Kamaru. Why are the Egyptians compared to Maru? Lamar Lecha, it's teach you, Ma Maru is a Tchilato Rach Vesofo Kasha, Af Mitzrim Tchilato Rach Vesofo Kasha. That just like the Mitzrim in the beginning were soft toward us and then afterward very harsh, so too the Maru is soft in the beginning, but then has a very harsh aftertaste. Amar Le, Hajibi. So Ravina, who was looking for the Marurita, went back and said, I should reverse that. I shouldn't really be looking for Marurita. I should just use lettuce. Amar le'rav rachumi le'abai mimai dehai maror min yaraku. How do we know that maror is a type of vegetable? Eim amarita de'chufia. Right? Maybe it's a reference to something called a marorita, which is found in a fish. Do me the matzah. Well, because I assume, the fact that matzah and maror are linked together, they share some pretty common properties. And so it's similar to matzah. Ma matzah gidu lekarka, af maror gidu lekarka. Matzah is made from something that grows from the ground, and so maror is also made from something that grows from the ground. That's why we linked the two together. They may hear doof, or maybe it's hear doof, which is a bitter plant that is also gedulei karka. Dumya de matza, ma matza means raim, af maror means raim, right? Because it's similar, still maror, the bitter herb, is much more similar to matza as being an herb, whereas the hirduf is a product of a tree, I believe. Ve'ema har zifu, well maybe maror is really har zifu. Dumya de matza. Maror is still more similar to matzah. Ma matzah shenikachat bechesef meiser, af maror shenikach bechesef meiser. Right? Because matzah can be bought with meiser sheni money, so too maror can be bought with meiser sheni money, but this harzifu cannot be bought with meiser sheni money. Amar Rabbi Rachanin le'abaye, ema maror chat. Maybe maror is really only one type of vegetable. Marorim k'tiv. No, pasuk says marorim. Matod al marorim yichlu. So clearly, more than one type of vegetable can be maror. They're plural marors. Ve'ema marorim trei. Or maybe there are only two. Do me the matzah. No, well, we also say that maror is similar to the matzah. Ma matzah minin harbe. Af maror minin harbe. So matzah can be made out of multiple grains, five to be exact. So two maror can be used by multiple grains, not just two. Amar rav. Yirakot she'amru chacham shadam yitzei ve'ani dechavato v'pesach kulin nizraim baruga achad. Right, these vegetables that we said that can all be used for maror can all be planted in one bed. Right, lamemra delebu mishum kilaim. Are you suggesting that all these different types of marors, there's no concern for kilaim, for forbidden plants mixed together? Mati of Rava, but Rava challenged this. Chazer v'chazer galin, chazer and chazer galin, ulshin v'ulshay sades, ulshin and wild ulshin, krishin v'krishin sade, krishin and wild krishin, kuzbar v'kuzbar sade, kuzbar and wild kuzbar, chardal v'chardal mitzri, mustard and Egyptian mustard, dilat mitzri v'rimutza, Egyptian gourd and rimutza, which is a different type of gourd, enam kilaim z'vizet, are not kilaim with each other. Chazer v'chazer galin in, chazer ulshin lo, which implies that davka chazeret and wild chazeret, or chazeret and chazeret galin can be planted together, but chazeret and ulshin cannot be planted together, right? That's the proper inference to be made from there, in which case, not every type of maror can just be planted together. If you want to say that when we listed all these things, what we really meant to say is they can all be they can all be planted together, not just each one with the one listed right afterward. Vama Rav Zuga Katani, but didn't Rav teach that these were actually taught in pairs, that the pairs can be planted together but not with anything else? In which case, what do you mean that they can be planted together? They can't be planted together. There is key line. Mine is running Dama Rav is running Kilchatan. Right, yeah, what do you mean by they can be planted in in one bed properly with the proper amount of space between them? Kilchatan, but what, they can be planted with the proper amount of space between them? Tanena, but didn't we already learn that in the Mishnah? Aruga Shishi Shala Shisha Tvachim Zorim Tochacha Misha Zaronim. It's a Beforish Mishnah that when you have a 6x6 Tefach garden bed, you can plant five different types of vegetables in them. You don't need to teach me explicitly that I have five different types of maror that I can plant in there. Arba ruchot haruga vechad beemtza. Because I can put four on the four sides of the bed, and then one in the middle. You don't have to teach me that din applies specifically to maror. I assume it applies to the marors. It can be done by anything. Mauritema, no. Because what did I need to come to teach you? Well, you might have said hani mili bizra'in aval biyurakot lo. That it's only with herbs, but not vegetables. Kamash Malan, so I can see that it also works for vegetables. Lemeimer diraka alima mizraim. Wait, are you suggesting that it's a bigger chiddush to say that vegetables can, as opposed to zraim, as opposed to other types of plants, right? Like other types of plants are more obvious, and vegetables are a bigger chiddush. That's why you had to teach to me. The multiple different types of zra'im cannot be planted in a single bed, but different types of vegetables can be, meaning vegetables are less big chedesh. No, what might you have said? Hani maror means zra'im. You may have thought that maror was a type of zra'im, in which case it cannot be kamash malan. That's why I had to teach you they can be planted together, because they're not zra'im, they're vegetables, and vegetables can be planted together. That was chedesh. Zra'im sagadaitach? Really? I may have thought that maror was a type of zra'im, was a type of plant and not a vegetable. Hatnan yirakot, explicitly taught in the Mishnah that it's yirakot, that it's vegetables. Tani bar kapara, yirakot. And what did bar kapara teach? That it's also vegetables. Tani debay shmuel, and what do we see in the baby drash of shmuel? Yirakot, yas taught vegetables. Right? So it would be crazy to assume that I would think that there's zra'im. Literally every Mishnah and every brightness which spoke about them in the context of being vegetables. Chazer disrichalei. No. Still, this teaching that they can be planned together was necessary for Chazer. Why? Because Chazer becomes hard, you may have assumed that I should give it more room than other plants require. Lav Amar Yosi Rabbi Chanina Kelach Shel Kruv Yehuksha Marchivin Lo Beit Rova. Because doesn't Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina say about cabbage that because it's going to become hard, you need to give it milachachila a beit rova, a wider amount of space, so it doesn't intermingle with the others, right? So in general, something that becomes hard, the vegetable becomes hard, we have to give it more room, milachachila. So maybe what I've said about the chazeret, that you should also give it more room when I'm planting, kamash malan, that's where Rav comes to teach you, that you don't actually have to, that it's fine to plant them normally. Okay, you can be yotzei for the maror, whether they're moist or whether they're dry. We only taught that distinction is to be made by the stock. When it comes to the leaves, the moist leaves are kosher, but the dry leaves are not kosher. But wait one second. The seifa of that Mishnah taught that they can be that you can be yotze by eating the plants in their stocks. We call the resha alin. Meaning, if the end part of the Mishnah is talking about the stocks, that means the Resha, the beginning, is not talking about the stocks. It must be talking about the leaves. In which case, we make the distinction between the dry and the moist leaves. Or when we say that they can both be yotze, both dry and moist, we seem to be talking about the leaves. Because only after we come to talk about the stocks. Perushka Mfarish. Kikatani ben Belachin, Revation, Akelach. No. We already said ben biyat belachin ben yevashin in the Mishnah. That's true, but we didn't specify what we were talking about. And so immediately afterward, we start talking about the stocks to tell you that what we said right then and there about that your biyose, whether it's dry or whether it's moist, is talking about the stocks that we're talking about now. We mentioned the stipulation, or we mentioned the halacha before we said what we were talking about, but immediately after we followed up with, by the way, we're talking about the stocks. Meitve, we challenge that from the following. Yotzin and Mikhail Shalahem. We fulfill the obligation of the eating maror by eating the vegetables in their stocks, bein lachem bein yevashin, whether you eat the moist vegetables or the dry vegetables. That's according to Remeir. Chumimrim, lachin yotzin behen yevashin, but Rumer says that when it comes to moist, you're yotze. When it comes to dry ones, you're not yotze. Bishavin, Rumer and Chum agree to the following: shiotzven kamushin, right? That if they are, shiotzven kamushin, right? That if they withered out a little bit, that you can still be yotze. Avalo kamushin, but not when they're pickled, not when they're preserved for long periods of time. Below shlukin and not cooked in other cooks and other foods, velo mvushalin, and not when they're cooked for a long period of time. Kol shadavar, here's a general rule. Anything that still maintains the bitter taste, you're yotze with that. Anything that doesn't maintain the bitter taste, you are not yotze with that. But from the fact that we see that Rabbi Meir says that you can fulfill your obligation with vegetables in their stocks. So the fact that we see that you can be your yotze, whether it's moist or dry, and Rabbi Meir says that you can be yotze with them in their stocks, that seems to be a distinction. Sorry, it's like this. Rabbi Meir says two things. He says you can be yotze with maror and the stocks of the maror, and he says you can be yotze ben lachin ben yevashin, which means that he seems to apply that distinction of that you can be yotze with moist or dried out, both to the vegetables and to the stocks of the vegetables that you're trying to be yotze by. So that rejects Rav Chisda's shita that when it comes to the leaves, your davka have to be lach but not yevashin. Targuma akelach. No, you just say that Rav Meir's, when Rav Meir said that, said ben belach and ben yevashin, he was talking davka about the stocks. There's nothing that forced you to say that Rav Meir was saying that about the leaves as well. Tan Rabbanan, ein yotze ben kemoshin. You can't fulfill your obligation when the plants are withered. Mishum Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadok Amaru Yotzim in Kibushin. But a differing of opinion is that Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadok says that you're allowed to be Yotze with him if they start to wither. Bayram Barcham Rabbi Mechava asks as follows: Mashi Yotze Mahu Sheyetze Adam Yidei Chavato B'Maror Shel Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If you bought maror with ma'aser sheni money in Yerushalayim, right, where you're allowed to eat it, are you allowed to? Are you fulfilling your maror obligation there? Ali with the Rabbi Akiva Lotibai La Khashta Matza Del Right and Afi Mara de Rabana Mibaya. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you bought matzah with Maitzer Sheni money, you're Yotze, and that's Del Right, obviously Mara, which is the Rabbanan, you should be Yotze, your obligation. Kitibai Lach, where do you have such a question? Ali with the Rabbi Yosei Glili. According to Rabbi Yosei Glili, who says you're not allowed to use Maitzer Sheni money for matzah, my matzah Del Right, Hudlo Nafik. Now, what do you want to say like this? Where are you not Yotze? By matzah, which is Del Right, you're not Yotze if you buy with Maitzer Sheni money. Well, Mara, the Rabbanan Nafik. However, when it comes to Mara, which is the Rabbanan, that way you be Yotze. O Dilma, call the Tikkun Rabbanan, gain Del Right, Tikkun. Right? Or would you say that no, when the rabbis established the dinim by maror or derabanan, they establish it in accordance with the dinim of matzah, which are deraita. Matzah you can't use with, you can't buy with maaser sheni money, even if you're in Yerushalayim. Similarly, by maror, we would say that you can't buy with maaser sheni money, and even if you're eating it in Yerushalayim. Amarav and mistaver matzah maror. To answer your question, it's reasonable to assume that matzah and maror should be grouped together, and the dinim that apply to one are the dinim that apply to the other. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah says as follows. These are the things that we can't do because we're concerned that it's going to come to chimut. It's going to come to cause the bread to leaven on Pesach. Ain sharn tam mursin and tarnagolim. You're not allowed to soak bran that you're going to feed to the chickens. You can't soak it first because it might develop chametz. Aval choltin, but you can boil it. You can scald it. Ha'isha lo tishrat amursin shetolich biyad lemerachat. And a woman shouldn't soak bran that she generally puts on her skin that she brings to the bathhouse. Aval shafayi b'bisra v'yish. However, she can rub it dry in her skin. Lo yolos adam chitin v'niyach hamlakato. You can't chew grain and then put it on your wound, and which is done for healing purposes to protect the wound. Meshe hen machmita, right? Because they may turn into chametz. Tana Rabbanan, Gemara taught elu dvarim she, or a rabbi taught elu dvarim she ein bayin de chimutz. So these are things that do not come today to chimutz. They cannot be. They can't develop a chimutz afterward. They can't become chametz. Ha'afwe, something that was already baked. Hamvashel, something that was already cooked. V'chalut shechalut b'rutachin, and something that had been scalded in boiling hot water. Mavushal and Mashil le Mechama. Really? While it's cooked, something that's cooked, well, in the process of it being cooked, how do you know it's not going to start fermenting? No, we're talking about something that was baked and then afterward it was cooked. Right? That can't become chametz after that. Tanya, we learned in a bright out, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kemach Shanaf Halatocho Telev. If dripping water fell into wheat, afilu kol hayom kulo in a bala dechimbos. Even if it happened all day long, it's not going to come to be chametz. Amar Rav Papa, v'huda avid tif lahadik tif. Right, as long as one drop fell after the other without significant breaks in between the two of them, one after the other. Amar Rav Rabbi Shila v'tika shari. V'tika, which is a flour-based food, that is allowed to be made on Pesach. V'ha tanya v'tika azer. Wait, didn't we teach elsewhere in a bright the v'tika? Not a difficulty. Right, where we said that vatika is not going to become chametz is when it's made with salt and oil. Where we're concerned it might become chametz is when it was made with water and salt. Amar mar zutra lo limche inish kidra v'kimcha de av shuna. You shouldn't thicken a pot by adding in roasted grains, oven roasted. Flour, right? You want to, you have a the pot is too thin, so you want to put things in to thick it out a little bit, right? So it absorbs some of the water. So you put in these roasted grains. Don't do that on Pesach. Dimelo bashil shapir, because maybe you didn't cook it properly, and then it's going to come to become chametz. Vati l'dechimot, right? Amar Rav Yosef lo lichlo inche tre chite behadadadi. You shouldn't. You shouldn't boil in scalding hot water two kernels of wheat next to each other. Because maybe one is going to go and sit in like and block up the crack of a different one. And then it can't allow water out of all four sides. It's going to retain the water inside. And it's going to become chametz. You shouldn't wrap two stalks together. Right, because maybe liquid is going to go out of one and be absorbed immediately into the other one, stay in the other one, and make it chametz. Amar le Rava, iyache filu chadanami. Well, even if that were the case, then wouldn't you not want to do that to one stock as well? Dima nafik mehai reisha balai idar reisha. Maybe the liquid is going to go out of one side and absorb in the other side. El amar Rava may peroninhu. Rather, what we consider what comes out of these stocks is just mepero, just fruit juice, right? Mepero and machmitzin, and we aren't concerned that fruit juice is going to cause something to rise. And Abaye actually retracted what he said originally, because as long as the water is flowing, we don't have a concern that it's going to come to make chametz. We'll stop here.